Hello and welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, my name is Autumn. I'm a holistic health coach, passionate about all things health and wellness. I'm really excited to be talking about today's topic, how to make friends in your 20s. Navigating your 20s is really exciting, but also challenging. You truly grow so much as an individual, and it feels like each year you're such a different person. As you grow and change, so do your friendships. Finding people you feel connected to and align with can feel really challenging. Making a friend as adults is hard. I'm gonna give you my own personal advice and what has really helped me find aligned friendships. I wanna share that I've gone through my journey with friends. I've been in friend groups where, you know, girls have bullied me, they've made fun of me. I, you know, didn't feel accepted for who I am. I've been excluded from things. I've gone through periods with friends where they've dropped me and I've spent lunches alone. I feel silly even saying this because popularity doesn't even matter. But in high school, I was part of the popular crowd and my friends and I, you know, we were the party girls. So I'm just sharing this to show you and share with you that I've been through all of the things with friends and social circles. I know what it feels like to be an outsider, but I also know what it feels like to have a ton of friends around you. Like, I think back to when I was in high school. Yeah, there was a lot of people around me, but did I necessarily feel connected to them? Not really. So I felt alone in this circle that was so big, if that makes sense. And I'll get more into that later, but through these experiences, it's really shown me what is important and what friendships truly mean. My friend Lindsay says this, and it's always stuck with me, is there's no such thing as a bad friend. They just aren't your friend. I have spent so much time making up excuses for my friends' poor behavior and all of that, when in reality, they just weren't even my friend. When I look back, they were always getting something from me. When I looked at the depth of our relationship, there wasn't much there. As I've gotten older, my circle has definitely gotten smaller, and I know who my closest people are. I know who I can go to for what. You're gonna have friends who you do certain things with. You're gonna have friends where the relationship is maybe more surface level and all of that stuff. So I also think, and I'm sure you can agree with this, is how things are structured makes meeting people challenging. In the past, we met our friends in class or by doing activities, but now we're working, where some people are in school, maybe you're currently in college taking classes and you're working. It makes it a little bit harder to meet people because you're constantly consumed with work and school and all that stuff. But of course you can meet people through work, and of course you can meet people at school. So let's get into it. I'm going to give you a few tips that are really helpful. So tip number one is to show up as your authentic self. I feel like we hear this a lot. Be you, show up as your authentic self. But it's so important, especially when you're trying to find aligned friendships. We know energies match. So when you're showing up as someone that you're not, you're gonna attract similar people. This happened a lot when I was younger. I was too afraid to express my true self because I didn't want to appear different. Or when I showed aspects of myself to people, they thought I was weird. So the natural thing to do is to fit in and to be accepted. So this was a big reason why I also got into partying. It made me cool. It gave me this image. I connected with people because, you know, we were all going to the same parties. And so that was just something that helped me feel connected. In that space, I met similar people with one common goal. Everyone wanted to get fucked up. Obviously, I got out of that and I started discovering my true self and started showing up as her. By just being myself, it started opening up conversations with new people, which led me to new friendships. My interests shifted, My interest shifted as well, so I found myself doing things outside of drinking, which led me to meeting aligned individuals. So I think it's really interesting how we can be so afraid to show our true colors, but when we do, it can connect us with some pretty awesome people. And so this falls into my second tip, which is to be open. Making friends is like dating, so really begin to open yourself up. Do you find yourself complaining about not having good friends or how people don't make the first move, but then you make zero effort to change this? You can't just sit around and expect things to change if you're not changing the way that you're doing things. So if you're just sitting around at home and you're not going places and you expect people to initiate the conversation, you really have to begin to shift that. You have to have open energy. Even if it means telling yourself an affirmation each day, my energy is open. I open myself up to people and opportunities. Making friends and approaching someone can feel really scary and intimidating, but in reality, it is something that so many of us are craving. We're craving community, we're craving connection. So by you starting some small talk with someone or asking someone to grab a coffee, it can make their whole day. You can change their entire week. So truly be the change that you want to see in the world. We live in a world that's so disconnected because we have social media, we're on our phones. You definitely can find a community through our digital devices. That's really how I met a lot of my friends. But I think human connection, bonding with people, going out to dinner, sharing experiences with people makes life so much greater. And so really beginning to bring a similar connection into the real world. So the third thing is do things that interest you. I meet people at events, workout classes, at the grocery store, honestly, in so many places. I have met people through work. I still meet people through work. You really just have to begin to be a bit more social and do things that excite you because you will meet similar people. Go up to someone and compliment something that you genuinely like. Maybe you like their outfit. Maybe you like their nail polish color. Maybe you like their hair. Like whatever that it is, compliment them. If you're in a class, spark up some conversation. You know, if you're in a workout class, ask them if they've taken this class before. Or if you're in school, just try to spark some sort of conversation. I feel like so many of us are so used to kind of just like staying in our own little bubble. I really have noticed that a lot about LA and even Orange County. And when I've traveled to other places, like when I went to Mexico, I was in Sayulita, everyone's so warm and open and friendly and people are just talking and it's so easy to meet people. Whereas I feel like people are just so scared to talk to someone and to meet someone. And then we're all over here saying how it's so hard to meet people. So I think it's really shifting your perspective around that. But I know small talk can feel a little bit silly, but you never know who you have common interests with or where the conversation is going to go. If it flops, it flops. Like I said, making friends is like dating and it's not always going to be a win. And that's the reality of it. But who knows? Like you compliment something, they tell you, oh, my shirt's from here. Like, oh, wait, like I buy stuff from that company all the time. Or it's like, oh, wait, like I know the owner. So you just never know where conversation will take you. So it can take you a long way. So just begin to spark more conversation, put yourself out there, and it'll be really helpful. What I really like about today's day and age is we do have social media. And even though I know I mentioned being on social media can make you feel more disconnected, but it can also connect you with a very niche group. So I'm gonna apply this to myself because I think it's obviously easy. I'm speaking from experience. A big thing that I really struggled with was I wanted to meet like-minded people. There was nothing wrong with my current friends. It just was the depths of me and the things that are really important and the way that I live. I just didn't feel in alignment with a lot of the people that I was surrounding myself around. And again, it's not a bash on them. I don't think of them as less than, but I really just wanted to meet people who I have similar interests with. It makes things really, really fun and exciting. And so I made She's plant-based in 2017, and it started connecting me with like-minded people. I started DMing a ton of girls on Instagram, and then finding out that some of them live in LA. And then I started driving down to LA and meeting more people and hanging out with different friend groups. So it was this sort of domino effect. And so, you know, even to this day, I'm still DMing people and asking girls to grab coffee and all that stuff, because for me, I've always been a very social person and I'm always wanting to expand my social circle. And I obviously don't just hang out with people who are into health and wellness. I've been in LA for quite some time now, and I met just a variety of different people, and I love that. I love living in a diverse city with all interesting people doing interesting things. And again, like, you never know who you'll connect with. And so something that has been really helpful for me growing up in the suburbs in a family community, it was really hard for me to meet like-minded people because I was living in my hometown. So me moving to a city, I knew I was going to be around people my age. I was going to see people in the similar boat as me, people in their 20s. And that's honestly been super, super helpful for me. I know that that's not the direction that everyone wants to take, but if you're someone who's ready for the next step or ready for something different, living in a city is so beneficial and helpful in your 20s. And then, you know, like in your 30s, you move to the suburbs, you kind of like slow things down. But I've really enjoyed living in a city, and I think that it's been a really great experience. I don't know how long I will be here for. It's been really beneficial for me because it's really allowed me to build my network and my social circle. Okay, and the fourth tip, which seems really obvious, but ask people to hang out. You don't need to plan something big. I recommend keeping it easy, like grabbing coffee or a smoothie, going on a walk, going to a workout class. I think the first time hanging out with someone, keeping it short and sweet, just like what I recommend for a first date. Like, I am not the type of person to be like, oh, first date, let's do a whole dinner and an experience. What if I don't like the person? Just doing something casual, grabbing a drink, making it short, quick, and easy is nice. So keeping it casual, I recommend always planning things, you know, around that. So whenever I have like a busy work day, I have an hour to spare, like let's say I'm at a coffee shop and working there, you know, I'll message someone that I've been wanting to hang out, like, hey, I'm gonna be at Lolland, like, let's meet up for a coffee, or like, let's go on a walk. I think that way it's really easy. It's the middle of the day, you still have to get work done. But again, I know that people don't get to work from home. So even just doing something before work or after work, or just doing something on the weekend, is really beneficial. Try to meet people out and about, go to events, have your friends invite you to parties and events that are going on, DM someone that you know online, or maybe that you want to, you know, get to know, you feel connected to the content that they put out. I think that there's so many ways. It just takes a little bit of courage asking. But like I said, a lot of people are in the same boat. You can even go on event sites and see events in your area. You can even go on Craigslist and see maybe any listings there of events. Like, you'd be surprised, even if you just Google the city that you live in and just start looking for flyers and things that are going on. But I think the more that you put this energy out there that you're open and that you want to meet people, things are just going to begin to come in because you're open to that, and you're going to see that more. and just really trying to be involved in the community. I've been doing these walks with my girlfriends, and it's kind of expanded and grown into something bigger, which has been really amazing, and it's been really fun. And some girls will message me like, oh, I'm so nervous to go, I'm scared to go. And I'm like, it is nerve-wracking stepping into like a group of people that you don't know, but I really think that so much good comes out of it. Like I said, everyone's trying to meet new people, and you never know, at that event or at that workout class, it could be your future best friend. So you just don't know. Ask people to hang out. I think that it's nice, and it's something really easy. Just saying, we should grab a coffee sometime. It's really simple, and I think that most people are open to it. And then the fifth one, again, I think that this one's obvious, but make sure you keep in touch with people. Pour love into the friendships that you have right now that you truly enjoy. As you get older, I think that it can be really challenging to balance everything, right? Like making sure that you go to bed on time, making sure that you wake up on time, doing your morning routine, making sure that you're eating enough throughout the day, making sure that you're getting to work on time, you're getting your workout in, you're checking in with your mom, you're checking in with your dad, you're checking in with your family, you're also checking in with your friends. Like, there is so much pressure, and I feel like so much to do as you are an adult, which is why I think that it's really important to protect your energy and to give your energy to people that you truly love and enjoy. That's why as you get older, your social circle gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Typically, you know, in middle school, high school, you have more friends. But as you get older, you have less time, which means when you do have the time to hang out with people, it's going to be with people that you genuinely love and enjoy. So stay in touch with the people that you actually love and care about. And I know the dynamics can shift, you know, people move, people get into relationships. So the dynamic is different. So making sure that you're texting, reaching out, FaceTiming, it does require a little bit more energy. We're busy. So making sure that you're just texting, reaching out, FaceTiming when you're free, calling, whatever that it is, even if it's just like DMing, responding to stories, even just that simple little contact and having those little conversations throughout the week is really meaningful and will still make you feel closer with this person. And then, you know, if you meet someone cool, make it a point to reach out to them, get their Instagram, get their phone number, follow up with them, just begin to ask them to hang out. And again, everything isn't going to be a win. People may not respond, whatever, but majority of the time, if you have felt connected to someone, they most likely feel the same way. And so initiating things is really key. Don't wait around for other people to do it. Just begin to do it. But yeah, that's my advice for trying to find friendships in your 20s. I know it can be a little bit awkward. We don't have the typical structure like we did when we were in school, when we're all grouped together, put in the classroom. You grow up with a lot of those same kids and you're just always with familiar faces, and then you are put out into the real worlds and working and dealing with adult stuff, and it could be a little bit more challenging. So those are my tips for finding aligned friendships and how to make friends in your 20s. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, please share it with a friend, share it on your stories. I would love to receive any sort of feedback. And if you haven't already, rating the podcast is really helpful and it allows me to keep doing what I'm doing. So thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks.